It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback on a Monday, brought to you by Diesel Works, the diesel shop that stands behind our first responders. Well, back to the year
1990.
Already musically, we've talked about on this particular date in 1990, you had the number one album, MC Hammer.
Uh-huh. Yo, I told you.
Can't touch this. You had the number one song on the pop chart. It was Wilson Phillips.
Hold on. How long? Here we go.
Which are directly conflicting, because if you can't touch it, then how are you supposed to hold on?
We should do like a battle.
As far as the number one song in country, George Strait.
Uh-oh.
Begins his 5-week run at number one on the charts as we head towards a Father's Day weekend, appropriately with Love Without End, Amen. Love Without End, Amen, written by Aaron Barker, came off George Strait Living It Up album and was based on a true story by the songwriter. So Aaron Barker remembers the day when, as a dad, he had to lay down the law. His 16-year-old son broken a few big rules when he took his car out for a spin one day, brand new. Uh-oh. And as of that day, that red sports car hit a curb, and that new Porsche ended up turning up on its side.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Kiddo was okay. The car was not. And that night, Aaron wondered if he'd been too hard on his son or not hard enough leading up to it. And that channeled all this dilemma into his songwriting and came up with this, Love Without End, Amen. He said, so I got the guitar and I was playing and praying and thinking and writing, looking for the answer, and this song was the answer to it. The song struck a chord with King George Strait the first time he heard it, and it was the first time Aaron Barker as a writer ever teamed up with George Strait on that. George said, when I picked it up for the first time and sang it there, started rehearsing it for the studio, well, made me think of my kiddo. Then I figured everybody else would start thinking about theirs. We thought about it for over a month, certainly at the number one spot. So while MC Hammer couldn't touch it, Wilson Phillips wouldn't let go, at least for one more day. King George had a love without end. Amen.
Aww.
Happy Father's Day early in advance.
I sent home from school one day with a shiner.